Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. Let's go to Wexford. Let's go to Wexford native, who happens to be the native of Wexford, who has now two Emmy nominations which he only found out about maybe 6 weeks ago, and we only found out maybe 6 hours ago. And we're delighted as we welcome Michael Londra. And Michael, you're very welcome to the program.
Well, thanks very much. Hello from the sunny southeast. It is indeed a lovely sunny day in Wexford town.
Isn't that terrific? That's great. And indeed, we don't know how lucky, of course, we are, particularly those who have traveled from the U.S. for the 50th anniversary celebrations today in Dungannstown in County Wexford. As a matter of fact, maybe you should fill us in on precisely what is happening over there at the moment.
Right, well, there's great excitement all around the county. You know, it's funny, you see the American flags, they're all over the place, and it's certainly, as a semi-American myself, flying home to see it is very exciting. The festivities kind of started today, and many of the Kennedy family are arriving from all parts of the Kennedy family. I think about 40 Kennedys are all zooming into New Ross, which is about 22 miles here from Wexford town. And the proceedings start this evening with the Irish-American Hall of Fame ceremony. And our singer guest, my co-singer tomorrow, Judy Collins, is being inducted into the Irish-American Hall of Fame, as is posthumously the founder of the American Navy, John Barry, who is a Wexford man, of course. And
of course.
So I'm looking forward to hearing Judy sing a few songs tonight and being inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm sure there's a few New Yorkers coming over for that. I get to sing with her tomorrow, so I'm very, very... Tomorrow the proceedings are a lot more formal. There's a private ceremony, which I'm very lucky to go to, in the Kennedy homestead in Dungannstown at lunchtime. And that
works,
that's over... The Irish Navy will come up the River Barrow and dock in New Ross Harbour, and off that boat will be coming to Jean Kennedy Smith and Caroline Kennedy, and they will be carrying the emigrant flame, which was lit in Arlington 2 days ago. I was lucky enough to sing at that, and it was certainly a very beautiful and dignified ceremony. And the flame was lit, taking over in very special, kind of beautiful, ornate canisters on a flight yesterday, and got on to the Irish Navy to be brought to New Ross tomorrow. And an permanent emigrant flame will be lit on the dockside in Wexford tomorrow afternoon. And then the real crack starts when we start a bit of we start the music, and Judy will sing, and then I'll do a couple of songs. And we have the American Spiritual Ensemble coming from Kentucky. And then I get to sing with Judy, and I'm sure there'll be a party later tonight.
Well, I would say so. Here's a question, a curiosity, Ripley's, believe it or not. How does one take a light from the eternal flame in Arlington Cemetery and get that across the Atlantic? It would appear to me that at least some of my listeners and myself would like to know how do you manage that one?
Well, there was about a year of planning in it, and they got expert advice from the Olympic torch people in London. And it was a very tricky and careful operation, and they have these special kind of enclosed canisters that encase the flame in a kind of a candle. And There's a beautiful torch that has been carved President Kennedy's face on the side of it. It's magnificent. But then they enclosed the torch, and they flew it home business class on Aer Lingus 2 days ago, if you don't mind.
How about that? Now, and what about the poor smoker sitting in the next seat that can't even light up?
I guess.
Well, listen. Michael, first of all, congratulations on your 2 Emmy nominations. That doesn't happen to too many people. So tell us, first of all, how did you find out about your own Emmy nominations?
Well, I kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you. And I was out having dinner with friends in Los Angeles, and a text arrived, and it said you've got in 2 Emmy nominations. And I read the text, and I put it down back on the table, and I kind of thought that somebody was messing with me or having a joke, and I ignored it for about an hour. And then after the dinner, I looked again, and I said, and I showed it to my friends, and they all thought, "Oh, who's playing a joke?" And then somebody phoned me about 3 hours later and said, are you not going to react to your Emmy nomination? So I couldn't believe it, and I was thrilled. I did the PBS special. We filmed it, I'm sure, about a year and a half ago or two, and sure, it only aired last year, and then I guess it takes the full season for the Emmys to come around, and so I was thrilled, you know. I really think of myself as a bit of a chancer from Wexford, and, you know, being involved in something at that level is certainly, it's like somebody patting you on the back and saying, listen, you're doing a good job. And you know yourself, Adrian, being a singer can sometimes be a tough road. And so getting this validation has been very good to me. And I'm very proud that I'm able to kind of celebrate with my family, and everybody in Wexford is very happy for me. And you know, so that means a lot. And
I will not allow you to make light of it, because this is actually something that is amazing. And like I say, to have it come out of the blue says something about your own career and your own talents that you have used, indeed, not just for the honor and glory of the Landers of Wexford, but actually you have been working with Concern Worldwide, for a number of years, and indeed have raised quite an amount of funds for the Irish-founded Concern through your singing and through your own talent, so we congratulate you on that as well.
Well, I so appreciate that. You know, Concern means a lot to me, because I've witnessed what they do in Haiti many times. About 7 times I've been there, so I know they do a brilliant job, and you know where that the money goes straight to those programs. And I'm hoping to go back to Haiti before the year is out, to look at the latest work that Concern have done since the earthquake. And they're all great people, and it's a very important part of my life. And I think artists need to remember that, because we've a great access to a lot of people in the one room at one night. You can have 2,000 people. Just 2 little words, a gentle reminder to people, helps keep Haiti on the map and helps keep Concern on the map. So yeah, I love it.
Now, when you leave Wexford, assuming that they let you out of there, you are heading, I believe, to London. What's that about?
Well, I started songwriting a good few years ago, and I got a publishing deal, which essentially means that the publishing company sends me to write with great writers around the world. And so next week I go to London and write for a week with the people that they pair me up with. Quite often they're writers that I've always wanted to work with. I've been in Nashville for the past year, and indeed from London we'll fly back to Nashville. I'm working with people like Martha Cummins, who wrote Bless the Broken Road for the Rascal Flatts, and great country writers, because you know the connection between country music and Irish music, and I like to respect that. And the next album is going to be kind of semi-country. Not, I won't go the whole hog, but I'm going to try and mix my kind of tenor sound with a little bit of Nashville. And I, aside from everything else, I love all the fried food down there. It's great.
Well, that will be indeed a great, and that is actually a great crossover, if we may say so, for you, and I'm sure for your fans as well.
It's just very, it's a very natural, I'm very comfortable with it, and I've always wanted the opportunity to do that. And, you know, getting a couple of Emmy nominations certainly allows that to happen, you know, it opens doors for you, and so I'm taking advantage of it, and really, and aside from everything else, I just love the lifestyle down there. It's an easy place, and it's great music. It's a great town.
Do you meet many artists from Ireland while you're in Nashville?
You know, you know, Maura O'Connell actually moved there many years ago, and it's still
her
life there, and is very highly respected in Nashville as a country singer. And there's always a lot of, right, Paul Brady spends a lot of time there in Nashville also. Quite often there's always somebody coming over to write music, to write songs. There's a huge connection there. And I tell you, they just love working with Irish people because of that connection to bluegrass and that connection to old-time country. So people love always going back to the roots, as you know, Adrian. It doesn't matter where you go. There'll always be that Irish connection that people love. Thank God.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you, I'm not going to go down that road. But other than it being a great place to live, I think there is such a, if you want to talk about a connection and an international connection in Nashville, some of the greatest recording artists and those who have written songs have absolutely acknowledged the great historical and traditional blend of Irish music with American country music, and where could you possibly get any place which personifies the country and the music and everything to every aspect of it than in Nashville. I think it's great. Michael?
You have to come down there sometime, and we'll head out for some fried chicken and sing a few Al George Jones songs, Adrian.
That would be fine, and I haven't. It wouldn't be my favorite dish, but definitely I'll try the fried chicken as well. But look, congratulations again on your Emmy, on your two Emmy nominations, and again it must be a particularly proud time for you to be in Wexford on the 50th anniversary of the John F. Kennedy visit, and for all of the festivities and all of the events that are taking place there, obviously including the Irish America Awards and the Dun Brody, the famine ship, all of which again, must bring an awful lot of memories and yet a further tribute to the great JFK and, again, the Irish connection. Michael Londra, thank you for joining us, and we'll go back now and listen to some more of your songs. Wish we had a country and western here, but we'll have to put that one under some kind of future program where we'll do a launch, as in fact we have with your current CDs. Michael Londra, again, on this, the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's historic visit to Ireland. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.